Open your Bibles to Proverbs 22, verse 4. Proverbs 22, verse 4. Proverbs 22, verse 4 says, "By humility and the fear of the Lord is riches, honor, and life." It's so short, I can say it again, can I? By humility and the fear of the Lord is riches, honor, and life. But there's a lot in there, brothers and sisters. Has anyone ever heard of the concept of having a bucket list? Ever heard of a bucket list? You know, it's like the things that you need to do and accomplish in life before you die, because I guess you won't get to do them after you die. So the thought goes. You know, I actually looked up what are some of the most common or top bucket list items for Americans. Pretty interesting. People would like to, before they die, run with the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. Go skydiving. Ride on an elephant, which apparently we can't do too easily in America. Swim with the dolphins and see the northern lights. These are good desires and goals. There's nothing absolutely wrong with them. Experiences someone could do before we die. And in fact, we should in fact have good desires, good experiences, and make memories. In fact, these are important things to do as the Lord allows in the community and fellowship He's given us. But what I want to caution us today on, brothers and sisters, is having a bucket list mindset or outlook on life, even the days ahead. May we ask ourselves, what are we living this life for, and how then do we live it rightly before God? From a naturalistic worldview, there really is a need for a bucket list, isn't there? Because this life's all you got, and then it's over. This stuff and the earth and things here and all these experiences, this is what you're counting on. But it doesn't make any sense for a Christian to have that mindset, doesn't it? For we know as Christians, death is no end for us at all, is it? In fact, it's the opening of the door to paradise. So we don't live for experiences, but we live for a spiritual reality of the truth today. So making a list of exciting experiences can kind of be a fun, sort of dreamy thing to do, and my wife and I do that sometimes, but may we be on guard that this mindset does not seep into our souls, brothers and sisters. For we're not to look out at the things of the earth, materials, and experience to find fulfillment, but rather as Christians, we look up. We are walking around as Christians looking up to our heavenly home, where hope is laid up and reserved and stored up for us there. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated, the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things that are in the earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. See, a bucket list approach to life is one that tweaks and distorts our reality of what's really good, of what truly brings joy. It takes a redeemed, rescued life to a mindset that a list of experiences can somehow bring fulfillment. Brothers and sisters, I would encourage you also that these bucket list experiences, and I've done several of those things that I mentioned, are extraordinarily small compared to the amazing things the Lord has for His children, for His definition of what is riches, honor, and life. So to understand the depth of our passage today, Proverbs 22:4, we must back up and consider who we are, what we are, and what this life is about that we're living. Romans 11:36 says, "For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be the glory forever. Amen." And so it is that this life is not so much about us at all, actually, and our considerations, but it's about God and Him glorified. Right? We read that. We've talked about it many times. Man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him to ever. So yes, indeed, we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus so that God is glorified. We are sanctified, and in that, He is glorified. And yes, we are even humbled, and He is glorified in that. And so it is, this verse gives us a pathway, even a description of what a truly fulfilled life is. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. You see, we are created and redeemed to glorify God. And so when we are living that out in all we do, striving to glorify Him, we are living true riches, honor, and life. Better than any bucket list any man could ever come with. And this is what the verse tells us. A life characterized by humility and the fear of the Lord is one that brings him glory and thus results in the true riches, honor, and life. See, God's glory is the greatest thing we'll ever experience in this life. It's like Moses, as he said to the Lord, show me your glory. Of all the things I could have, just show me your glory. That's what I want in this life. To know you more, to know my God more. It was Paul's cry to the Philippians, right? That I may know Christ and the power of his resurrection. I live to know my God more because in that, he's glorified. And if Christians have a bucket list, brothers and sisters, that's it. To know God more, to glorify him and to make him known. And in that pursuit and mindset, he will direct our steps. He will enable us to build in our daily lives a life of Godwardness, of the upward call, of the looking to that blessed hope and glorious returning of God. So what does this look like practically? What does a life of humility and the fear of the Lord look like? Well, there's a lot of things we could talk about, but I want to bring to you and show you in Hebrews 11, real quickly, how this looks. Hebrews 11, you all might remember that chapter. It's kind of called the faith chapter. Right? By faith, Abraham, and by faith, Moses. And so we have this description of how all these saints before us have done things by faith. But at the very end of Hebrews 11 and verse 31, it describes two segments. It kind of encapsulates two groups of people. So let me read in Hebrews 11, 31. First group of people. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, and also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, and turned to fight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Okay, now here's another group. Verse 35, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trials of mockings and scourgings, yes, of chains and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. Two different groups, isn't it? But verse 39, and all but they did not receive the promise. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. See, they were commended, both groups were commended through their faith, but they did not receive the promise. Why? Because it wasn't about them seeing the promise, was it? It was about God being glorified. And he was through their faith. And so it is with us, brothers and sisters, living for God by faith and the humility and the fear of the Lord obtains a good testimony and glorifies God. So this is the Christian focus, the promise of heaven, living by faith for Christ a little more each day so that we won't see our glory come to fruition, but we'll see his glory and his plans come to fruition. So I would encourage you, don't let a bucket list mentality cause you to miss or despise or even be bitter about where God has you today. Focus on him and let him order your steps today. And even the work he's given you today, even the blessings, the trials, the joys, live in those today. May we stop trying to make places or experiences or things in life and instead live right now where the Lord has us. Delight in him and what he's doing. Psalm 37 reminds us, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. May heaven and the Lord's will be our focus, to glorify God and enjoy him forever. So it may be fitting for us to ask, as we go to our time of confession here, what was Christ's focus during his time on earth? What was Christ, what was in his mind of, I need to do this first? Well, I believe Christ's focus, and is repeated many times in Scripture, is that Christ's focus was to do the will of his Father. And may we live that out as well, brothers and sisters. So in summary, as Christians, the glorious thing is no bucket list is needed. Amen? For we live a life every, we get to live a life every day for God, for eternity, where there is no wall of death. We don't have to wait for these experiences. These blessings and trials and graces that God has given us today are way better than any experience. These are the experiences for us that God has. True riches, honor, and life come by humility and the fear of the Lord. This life we live is not ours, is it? We were bought with a price. We were saved, rescued, and given so much more. A new life, an eternal life. And so let's focus there. Let's be consumed with Him, with His glory, His kingdom-building projects, not ours. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to Your name be the glory. Let's pray. O Father God, we thank You that You have given us this amazing, rich life that has been redeemed by the blood of Your Son. And Lord, we thank You that You have even given us a continuation of riches, honor, and life. Oh Lord, as we read this today, we are reminded that this comes through humility and the fear of the Lord, trusting in You. Oh Lord, we confess to You that there are times we may run after experiences and even trite things on this earth to bring a moment of fulfillment or maybe happiness or joy. But Lord, oh Lord, help us to look unto You, unto the truth, to find the grace that is far, far much better. Oh Lord, we thank You for this amazing mercy and grace that You've poured out upon us. We take a moment now to confess our sins to You.